Okay, we are on Nun Hey Amid Beis, the very first word on the top of the page. You were talking about a question, Rav and Rabbi Nosson, a machlokas brother, that one of them holds like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, one of them doesn't hold like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's shita is that when a man promises to give Tosefes, right, in the Ksuba, and then he dies. So does she only get it if they were already had Nisuin or if they'd only had Erisin? So the Tanakhama says it's even from an Erisin, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says it's not true. It's only from Nisuin. Why? Because it's an Umdana. Right? The Umdana is he's only planning to give their service if they actually get married. Fully married. And Rashi points out they can have a physical relationship. And if that hasn't happened yet, then doesn't intend at that point to have given her the Tosefes. So the Gemara wants to assume that the Rabbi Nosson is the one who holds the Elazar ben Azariah. Why? Because we've heard from Rabbi Nosson before that he's also Basra Umdana. Right? Because Rabbi Nosson said that Allah Rabbi Shimon Shinzuri in the following cases. Number one, he holds Rabbi Shimon Shinzuri bin Mesukan, right? That the person who says, Kisvu get Leishti, and he doesn't say Tinu, then we say, the guy's about to die. He's not making a joke. If he says kisvu, he means kisvu tenu. He would never tell someone to write a get for his wife if he didn't mean for her to also, for him to also give it to her. So that's number one. That's the first umdana, right? If he says kisvu, he meant kisvu tenu. So then we point out that he also holds the Gershom Shizuri in the case of Trumas Meiser Shal Demai. So what's Trumas Meiser Shal Demai? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Trumas Meiser Shal Demai, Mishnehi Mesechas Demai. Trumas Meiser Shal Demai, just a reminder, Demai is produce that belongs to an Am Aretz. So we assume that produce belongs to an Am Aretz. All Am Aretz, they take Truma, but it's, we're not sure if they took Meiser, right? So aniyim can eat demai, etc. We have certain kulos for demai, but in general we have always this concern with it that meister may not have been taken. So mishnehi meseches demai trumas meister shal demai shechazer lemkoma ve'asra es achulin. So let's say you had trumas meister. So you had truman meister supposed to be taken off from demai, and then you have and then it gets, the Truma especially gets mixed back in. So what happens? And now it's placed in Chulin. So again, we're not sure if the demise been if the Meister's been taken off or not. Omer Af Bechol Shoalola Am Arech Shalaka Chemenu Hapero Salalu Va'ochan Al Pir. So Rishim Shizuri says you can ask the Am Arech, did you take, right? Did you take Meister? Right, im amar hefrashti masrosav. If he says yes, I took the meiser. Karoy achelam mechartim, meaning I did take it the meiser before I sold it. Mechartim lecha. So mechalaf, you're allowed to rely on him. The whole midrabbanan who he knew rabbanan b'makom seida. Right, so you can trust him that he says yeah, I took the meiser off. Again, he's an amaretz. Amaretz for choshe. Maybe he didn't. So he Shuzuri says since the whole concern of demai is a derabbanan concern, right? In this case, if it turns out that he's not telling the truth, if you have to be concerned he didn't tell the truth, then what has to happen? You have to take Meiser now on that whole thing, right? So because of that loss, we rely on the Amaretz. Ki hacha she'ein lo takana lachzor lahafrish el lemocha. Sorry, he wouldn't even be able to be mafrish. He'd have to sell it to right, the Shuma, right, correct. So he'd have to go ahead and he'd have to give it to sell it to a Kohen. So he's going to lose money. So, b'dimei truma v'hefsed hu lo. So it's a loss. So, Rashi points out also the distinction between chol and Shabbos when you can make a takana on Shabbos. Can you be mitakin the whole situation on Shabbos? But the bottom line is that we rely on the Amaretz in such a case. Fine. So there's those two things we lie that he passes like Shem Shizur. And the first one being Mesukan, the issue of going Basar Umdana. Fine. So, but the point is that since Rabbi Nosson holds like Rishon Shizuri in the case of Mesukan, and he's a holich basar umdana. So you see there that Rabbi Nassan must be the one who holds like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. That's what Gemara wanted to say. Fine. So Gemara says, Rav lo asar basar umdana. But if a Rav doesn't hold like that, so you're good. So we had a machalgas, Rabbi Nassan and Rav. We said, oh, must be Rabbi Nassan's the one who holds like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Because he's holich, because we know that Rabbi Nassan is holich basar umdana, and clearly Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is holich basar umdana. Right, that Volozimazar is one who says he doesn't intend to give for the Tosefis unless they have Nisun. So, but the only problem is, maybe Rav also is holding Basar Umdana. So, for Rav lo Azo Basar Umdana, but Rav doesn't follow Umdanas. Vaha Itmar. But we said the following case: Matnas Shchiv Meira Shekasev Ba Kinyan Bebe Rav Mishmei De Rav Amrei Arkevei Atrei Rachashe. So let's say a person's about to die, and he does what's called a matnesh chivimra. So he says, I want you to make sure to give this item or whatever, this money, to the following person, right? And then he also makes a kinyan, kasabe kinyan. Rashi says, matnesh chivimra, so Rashi points out, matnesh chivimra ain't a tzarech kinyan. The whole point of a matnesh chivimra is that when the person's, you know, deathly ill, and they say, give this item to the following person, I want them to have it, so you don't need a kinyan. Because he makes it, that's part of the rule of a manish chimera. So shetiknu chachabim shedvarv kiksuvim kimisurim. Right, that the manish chimera are like as if they were written and handed over. Right, shol tetarv daito olav. And the whole point is to kind of like give a certain sense of ease to this person who's on his deathbed. He should know. Don't worry. Whatever a chimera says, even if he didn't get it, you know, all fully taken care of with edim and signed, etc., and a kinyan, it's okay. You said it at the very end of your life. We're going to make sure it happens, and that way it gives like a sense of emotional ease to this person in this moment of their life, right? End of their life. V'im kasev ba kinyan. So, but what if he made a star and wrote in the thing, and we made a kinyan about it, right? So we did a kinyan suda or whatever. So amarav arkavei atrei rachashe. You're like you're riding on two. What did I say? Riding on two. Onto horses. Yeah. Kamaruch by Harechesh, Klomar Nasam Ba Shte Kochos. Well, Ayade Shekasuba, because you did two things now. You did a Manish Chimera, which doesn't need a Kinyan, and you made a Kinyan. So on the one hand, you could argue, oh, great, you did like a double thing here, right? You did a Manish Chimera, which doesn't even need a Kinyan, and then you also made a Kinyan. So great, you gave like, double horsepower that you went ahead and you did both things. The kolash and shchivmira nasan ba koach shchivmira by the kinyan shikasuba she'eno noeg ela bibari nasan ba koach bari. Right, so he gave him both of these things. Fine. So just one thing. Just keep reading in Rashi for 1 second. V'hashta mefarish lo koach manash bari. And like now that he has, what's the difference between the manash shchivmira and a manas bari? A person who's healthy. So the difference is. That Shim Amar, that what does it mean Korach Manas Bari? Shim Amar Micholyo Eino Chos Mi Matanaso. Right, if a person is a Shchivira and they give something away, if they get better, we say, well, it comes back, right? Because I only meant it if I was going to die, right? But now that the person gets better, but in the case of a Manas Bari, has nothing to do with him dying. So he made a Kenyan, so then the Matana is good, no matter what, right? Masha Ein Kevin B'Shchivira. Right, varehi kemanas shchivira, sheim manas, sheim manas. So it has the power of manas bari, right? That's a leg up, right? Because he made a kinyan, but it also has the power of manas shchivira. Vehari kemanas shchivira, sheim manas bari. So what does it have that's special that manas bari doesn't have? I feel a bit kinyan, right? That manas bari, doesn't have even with a kinyan. Sheim kasev matana zu hava asi shehelvis leploni nesun leploni. Right, the ploni is a hava asa the ploni. If he hands up, a star of a debt, let's say to someone, see, here goes to this person. So it goes to him. If healthy person would make such a thing, it wouldn't work. So it's a certain special koach that the manish chimera has. Fine. So he did both. So according to the bottom line is according to Beirav. They said, "Arkavei atrei rachashe." You gave it double horsepower. It's a manas bari and a manas chimera. Wow, amazing! With Shmuel Amar leyadana ma'idamba. Right, we actually don't know what to say. Bebe Rav mishmei Rav. Sorry, leyadana ma'idamba. We actually made it more complicated, right? Because now we don't know what to do. Is this a manas bari or is it a manas chimera? Right? On the one hand, you could say it's double. On the other hand, you could say it actually it's confusing. I don't know what to do with this.
It has to be one or the other?
Or now that you made it both, we don't know what was his intention. We don't know what he meant to do. Is this forever? Is it not forever? Is it, right? What are you going to do with that now? Right? So, b'bei Rav mishmei de Rav amrei arkevei atrei rachashei. And again, according to Rav, they said it's like riding on two horses. Hari kamanas bari, vayu kamanas chimera. Right? Hari kamanas bari dim amar eno yachal achzer bo. It's like a manas bari that if he gets better, he can't go back. Right? But it's like a man of shchimira that if he says, again, I'm giving over the loan to somebody else, it works, which wouldn't happen by right in his bari. Fine. Ushmuel Amar, lo yadana meidaman. Ushmuel says, I don't know what to do with it. Right? Shema lo gamar laknoso, ela bishtar. Ve'ein shtar la'achamisa. Well, maybe, again, if he made a star with a kinyan, so why did he do that? Again, a man of shchimira just works by itself. Right? So he meant the manashchim rosh to just do that. The fact that he added in a star, so that's okay, but now maybe he meant it only by a star, but if it's only by a star, the rule is that star is not, you can't make a kidney on a star, la achamisa. Does Rashi, yeah, look at Rashi. Yeah, look at Rashi. Shema lo gamar beliba lachnosa ela b'shtar. Shema lo hachi kasa ba'kinyin. Maybe weren't enough for him, right? That's what he wanted. He wanted a ksiva and a kinyan, right? The stam kinyan l'ksiva omid. Because anytime you make a kinyan, it's to then write it down. Like when you do it in ksuba, right? V'kanina on the star, and then you make a kinyan and you write it down. V'shtar shchimera eino kona mechayim. And the star shchimera doesn't work while he's still alive. So again, this is the whole point: is that the shchivira, what he's giving over, it doesn't transfer until his death. That's the whole point, because it's dependent on his death. A regular star actually can't be dependent on the death; it has to happen now. So why is he writing the star? Because he doesn't want it to happen. Right? He doesn't want to happen until after his death. Well, if he doesn't want to happen until after his death, so then it shows that that's what he wants. Okay. So then now what? But then it means it's not going to work. Because he's gonna die, and then the star won't be chal. So the point is, we're kind of confused about what he wants, and therefore we don't know what to do with it. Fine. So, but the point being that, so what's Rav's argument then? Oh, I thought it's confusing. So what's Rav's argument? It's not confusing. We know what he wants to do. He's trying to give things away, and when he dies, he wants it to be chal. So we're not sure what he meant. When he gave it, did he mean it that way? Did he mean it this way? What do you mean? You know exactly what he means. The guy's about to die, and he gave over something to somebody else. When he dies, and I said, "Well, maybe he only wanted it with the star." That's not true. You know what he wanted? He knew he wanted to give it away. So clearly, the point is. So what's really clear is that Rav also is halach baser umdina, right? Clearly, that umdina is not something that's only for a Rabbi Nasan. Really, Rav also has a mitzvah. So it says the Gemara, "Ela tarvayu alzei baser umdina," right? So the truth is. They do, but they both follow umdina. Okay, but that's the problem. They both follow umdina. Now we don't know which one holds like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Right? Which one would say like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that he gives the Tosefis Ksuba, he only means it if they actually did Nisuin. Right? Because if it's dependent on being Olech Basar umdina, that's something that they both agree on. So El so says the Gemara, Ela Tarvayu, Nandan Nimbava Manalef, Ela Tarvayu Azle Basar umdina, Man Damra Halacha. Shapir, man dabra in alacha, hachanami umdan daitahu, mishimi kruve daitahu. Right? So, what are you going to say? Look at Rashi. El tarvai rav virabi nasan. Right? Say that we are holich basra umdana. Right? So good. So now, which one holds like Rabbi Elazar, which one doesn't? So, the one who holds that we hold Rabbi Elazar says, Man da'amah halacha shapir, right? The one who holds the Lozim Azariah, then that's fine. Right? That works out great because that's what we think. It's bab umdana. Okay, so who's the one who's going to say that we don't like Lozim Azariah? Right? Man da'amah in halacha, the one who says we don't like, hold like Lozim Azariah, hachanami umdan daita hu mishume kruve daita. So you could say what he really had in mind. This is also umdana. What's the umdana? The umdana is he didn't need to actually have nisuin. He said, I want him as long as we have kruve das. Right, that we've come together now. How do you come together? By Erison. Right? That was enough. Right, and that's the, and that, you know, that's enough in the mind of, you know, Rav, let's say, to say, yeah, yes, I believe in Umdina, but your assumption about what he really what he intended is not necessarily correct. And maybe his intention was, as long as we're getting married. And getting married, the first step of getting married is Eirusin, and that's real. It's not being engaged. That's halachically married. So in that case, that's why this whole question that the whole thing depends on Umdina is really not a, you know, doesn't really hold up, because I could really argue that both people who are holy, Basa Umdina could still, one of them could hold like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and one of them could hold like the other opinion. Fine, so we'll stop here, and we will pick up Nunvav.
Opposite of that,
back.
Right.
What?
Both Umdina, but the opposite effect. One that wants it from this one from
Eirusin. Right, exactly, yeah. We both hold Basa Umdina, but what is it? But it's not so obvious which direction we mean. Right, exactly, correct.